Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
I seen your picture.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with us today. It's good to be with you. My website is www.jbsba.com. And don't forget, when you get there, to subscribe to my free newsletter. It comes every week by email on Sunday. Get you ready for the week ahead. And thank you to all of you who have subscribed this week and all of you who write all those nice notes and tell me how much it means to you. That means a lot to me. And I appreciate it very much. And don't forget all the other things you can do there. As I said, I'm at the administrative headquarters in Kingwood, Texas, which is hard by to Houston, Texas. And we're having a great day. About to kick off our great day here with our first guest, who's a longtime, actually almost an original member of the show, one of the handful of people who are almost as original to the show as I am. Her name is Beverly Williams. You know her very well. We know her. We love her. And she is co-author of 30 Second Commute. She's one of the world's top experts in home-based businesses, and she's my very good friend. Beverly, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you. You know, I think we have an anniversary coming up, don't we?
Yes, we do. Coming up in about 2 weeks.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
And as you know, next week is my seventh anniversary.
Right.
And so you're helping me to kick it off right now.
Very good. All right.
And I appreciate that, folks. Were you on the first week or the second week? I think maybe
it was the second week. Beginning of the second.
And had no idea that you were getting locked into something like this, did you?
No, I didn't. We've been together a long time.
A long time. I don't even know how many shows. Let's see. We could probably estimate it 7 times. You've been with me just about at least every other week. I'd say, you know, 7 times 52 divided by 2, you know, that's a lot of shows. Anyway, thank you for your steadfast support of all the things that we do, and it's been fun seeing how you've broadened your horizons for home-based business owners, and with your book, 30 Second Commute. Congratulations again on that. Beverly, we're continuing our series on dispelling the myths that you've identified of home-based businesses.
Right.
And which one are we on today?
We are on myth number 8, which says you need to spend a lot of money setting up a home office. You need to buy all this new stuff, go out and buy the latest, best equipment, the most modern furniture, you know, have all the accoutrements of an office. And the reality is you don't. And
wait a minute.
You probably shouldn't spend a lot.
I thought we needed like $10,000 to set up a home office.
With
$5,000 worth of computers and all that stuff.
Well, you know, it used to be that $5,000 was about what it took to set up a home office because computers were several thousand dollars.
You're right. My first computer I bought back in the 80s, early 80s.
Yeah, my first one was almost $3,000.
Yeah, mine was with a printer. It was actually more than that.
A printer to go with it. That was close to another $3,000.
It was more than that. You know what? Beverly, it had 128K of RAM and no hard drive.
Yes.
You wouldn't even turn it on today.
You know,
it sounds like
we're dating ourselves so terribly, but it wasn't that many years ago, actually.
Nope. Yeah, I said something today to Roger, my producer, this morning. I said, back in the old days, Roger, 6 months ago. So you don't have to have a lot of money to set up a home-based business, huh?
No, you really don't. In fact, I would suggest that whatever money you do have, and so many people start on a shoestring budget, that I would rather see them use that money to market their business. Make sure that they have the things necessary, such as a computer, if they don't already have one, or if they have an old computer that is barely tripping along, they might want to get a new computer, get a second phone.
They've got to have a computer. To me, Barry, they've got to have computers, a computer that's capable of at least the latest communication capability, the internet, instant messaging and email.
Yes, I agree with you.
You got to be able to have that.
I get people in my classes and I do some free entrepreneur workshops for the economic development area here that where people can come and talk to about their business ideas, and we can sort of help them get moving in their next step. And so many people will say to me, well, I don't have a computer, or I'm not going to buy a computer for my business. I really don't need one. I still do things the old-fashioned way. And my remark back to them is that you're not ready to go into business then.
Well, and see, what you also ought to say to them, Beverly, is, okay, where did you tie your horse?
Yes. I don't
and
think
just park your
thing
park your
you
buggy
do,
whip over in the corner with my umbrellas. You know,
yeah,
I say, you know what I say? I have a picture of a Tyrannosaurus Rex that I carry around with me. And when people say like that, if I can get my hands on it, I pull it out and I say, do you recognize this animal? these animals aren't alive anymore, and there's a reason for it.
Right.
They didn't adapt.
Well, I had one gentleman who was retired and probably in his late 60s, early 70s, and he had never used a computer. His wife did, and his children and grandchildren all did, but he didn't see a need for it. And I understood that, because when I first got involved with computers, I didn't really see a need until I found the need. I found what it could do for me and how I could apply it to what I wanted to do. This was before I started my own business. And so I understood what he was saying, but what I tried to get across to him was that without it, or without someone else being willing to help him learn it as he went along, that he really was an antique, a dinosaur,
right,
as you say.
Right.
And he was going to have a lot of difficulty being taken seriously in business these days.
Yeah, don't call him antiques, because people like antiques.
Well, I liked him. I mean, he was fine.
Yeah, but it doesn't scare them enough. So
right.
How much do we need, Beverly? Okay, if you don't need a laptop,
uh-huh,
you can get by for under $1,000, buy a nice brand new computer setup for under $1,000. If you want a laptop, which I kind of encourage people to migrate to, because you got wireless these days that people
right.
need to be thinking about, that could be over $1,000. But the main thing, you know, one of the things you said a minute ago, you know, you can work off the kitchen table for a while, can't you?
Right. Yes, you can.
One of the things you said a few minutes ago, though, was about marketing. I agree with you about marketing, but I'll tell you what. And you know this, and you say this all the time, you also got to, whatever money you have, hang on to as much of it as you can,
yes,
because that's your cash flow to make sure that you stay in business.
Well, and that's what I think people need to be thinking about. If they've done their plan of business, whether they're going for financing or not, we've talked about this in the past, they need a plan of business. And
Beverly, hold on to the plan of business thought.
Okay.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages with our good friend Beverly Williams, the co-author of The 30-Second Commute. 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back at 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with me. It's my pleasure to be with you, and it's really my pleasure to be with our good friend, Beverly Williams, the lady who taught me more about home-based business owners than I ever thought anybody could know. And she's done that for so many people over the years. And Beverly, on behalf of all home-based business owners who benefited from you so much, I appreciate it.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to be able to share my love, my passion.
Well, and also, I want to remind the folks, people, you remember Beverly talking to us about the book, The 30-Second Commute, which is available wherever books are sold. But we've been telling you about this book for a long time, and we launched it on the show with Beverly and Don, the co-author Don Cooper. But it's just doing great. It's already well surpassed the number that typically a successful business book is, you know, the numbers that they use that where they consider it to be success. And it's only been out about 6 months. So congratulations, Beverly.
Thank you.
And why don't you give us your website while we're at it?
Well, it's beverlywilliams.com.
All right.
You can find
beverlywilliams.com, and that's Well, tell us what else we'll find there besides the besides your book.
Well, there's some articles I've written about home-based businesses and how to get started. There's lots of links to what I consider good information, and that's, to me, probably the most critical thing because there's so much information out there, and not all of it is good or valuable.
Right, exactly. Okay, we're talking about the myth where the myth that says you got to have a lot of money to start a home-based business.
Mm-hmm.
Beverly, I think more and more people are dispelling that myth for themselves right now out of necessity. And by that I mean there are a lot more people dropping off of the unemployment rolls than there are people being hired by companies.
Right.
That tells me there are a lot of home-based businesses being formed even as we speak.
Yes, I agree with you. I keep hearing those numbers and thinking, yes, there's so many more people going into business for themselves. Those numbers are increasing exponentially.
Right.
I think we talked right before the break about your plan of business, and I want to go back to that. The people who may be just thinking about this or starting to launch their home office, if you haven't spent the money yet to go out and buy all this new furniture to set up a nice-looking office, don't. Hopefully, in your plan of business, you have looked at what it's going to cost you to live, both in your professional life and what you need in your personal life for the next year.
Mm-hmm.
6 months to a year is the absolute, absolute minimum, and hopefully it's the year, not the 6 months, that you've put money aside, if at all possible, to cover those expenses. Because it could take you that long before you can start taking some money out of the business towards your personal expenses.
Mm-hmm.
It is going to cost you money, marketing, to keep your business afloat for the first year or so.
And marketing might just be funding your ability to day after day go out and knock on doors.
That's exactly
it. Might not even you're not necessarily talking about running an ad in the paper.
No.
Or a billboard. You're talking about making sure that your chief marketing officer is able to stay in business.
Right. Have some nice clothes, have a meal out occasionally with a potential client, have your business cards there.
Join the Chamber of Commerce.
Gas in the car. That's exactly right. So I don't want to see people spending their money on office furniture before they've even gotten a client to come in.
Nothing wrong with office furniture. Nothing wrong with nice office furniture. Folks, we're talking about priorities here.
That's exactly right. And if you really need something right now, plan it better. Go to some used office furniture stores. Go to yard sales. Go to auctions. That's how I set up my first office, and I can't tell you how many people would come in and go, "Wow, this looks really nice."
Well, but Beverly, you have such good taste.
Well,
I mean, look at your friends.
Oh, that's one heck of a way to get a backhanded compliment.
Who, me? So, what do you think? How much do you think? How much money do you think we're talking about here? Not counting the working capital to pay your own bills. What do you think you can get into this thing for to make sure that you're connected? You know, you've got the computer capability, which I think that's where the first priority has got to be. Don't you?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I agree.
Because that's the power of a home-based business today. The technology is what makes home-based business possible, really, in the 21st century, isn't
mm-hmm.
it?
Absolutely. I hate to put a figure to it, Jim, because it varies for different people and different businesses.
The main thing, the number isn't important as much as you. Shouldn't we just sit down and really write down what we need and then order it in terms of what the real priorities are?
Absolutely, absolutely. And having a really lavish looking home office is not a high priority in my book particularly. And if it's in yours, then you may want to take a real look at why are you going into business. You know, if it's an image thing, forget it. You're not going to be
right.
in business long
and
enough.
And folks, when you join the Chamber of Commerce, talk to some other home-based business owners who are already ahead of you, who are already doing what you want to do, and see and get their advice.
Right.
Beverly, give us your website one more time.
It's www.beverlywilliams.com.
The book is called The 30-Second Commute. Beverly, for all you do, for everyone out there, and for all you do have done for me, we thank you.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time.
I'll be here.
Beverly Williams, ladies and gentlemen, she is, in fact, the best. 29 After, I'm Jim Blassingame, a small business advocate. Be right back with Karen Post This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.